Blog Talk Radio.
Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. It is, I feel like I'm a weather reporter. It is freezing cold in Chicagoland. And yesterday, we had snow. And I understand that the forecast is for some snow, about an inch, over the weekend. But wait a minute. We didn't even have a summer. Remember how brutal and challenging last winter was? But sidebar, I've learned not to let the weather affect me. Why? Because I can't do anything about it. So give up the idea that things won't go right unless you worry about them. You're going to worry about the weather? What can you possibly do? Now, you might have the luxury of just staying home and saying, oh, it's just too cold, or, yeah, I don't want to go out today. When I was in the world of fashion and under contract all over the state and out of the state, all I did was get a weather report to see how I would dress. And when I think, oh, I had this gorgeous big Cadillac, and many times when the models and I were doing double shows, they would all come to my house. And we would ride. I would drive everywhere. Oh, what glorious days. Dégagé. Glissade. Gliding down the runway. Wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. Dégagé. I disengaged from single life. From one position to another, that of wife and mother. Developé. I developed a business. I became an enterprising entrepreneur, and I was able to use all the skills that life had taught me. Ah, porte-bras, the carriage of the arms, the embracing, the gathering in to dance yet another dance. And so I have come full circle once again to feel the transformative powers of this dance of life. I feel like a Beaujolais who stands in its bottle, enhancing its flavor. Excerpts from the 15 to 20 minute litany montage that I do every morning. I embrace life. It's another dance. This morning, November 14th. Come on. Take your nice big cat stretch, because I'm going to take you into the world of being an artist. For a moment, you're going to be a Michelangelo. You're going to create your day. You're going to not care about the weather. Why worry about it? There's nothing you can do about it. And you're going to decide. And I'm going to quote the poet Horace, said more than 2,000 years ago, seize the day and trust not in tomorrow. The present is more vivid, more precious, more fulfilling if you understand that the present right now is all that you have. It's all that you have right now. So give up the idea of living your life according to someone else's dictates. Make the determination today that you're going to live in the now. And it's freezing out. And I already know what outfit I'll be wearing after I finish the show. my workout gear. And today is stair climbing day. I will do 25 flights. Kind of doing it. I'm really not pushing myself. I'm just staying in condition. Because you know that I surpassed myself last March. I fundraised for the American Lung Association, and it was the Fight for Air Climb in Chicago. Chicken in the car, and the car won't go. The Presidential Towers. 1,700 of us participated. We gathered. They came from far and near, all ages, all ethnicities. They came to prove and to pay homage. They came to prove that they could do it and to pay homage to those that had to have that last cigarette and die. But I'd been watching the Olympiads, and I was, you know, I don't know if I was possessed, I was obsessed. Last year, I did the same climb, and it took me 24 minutes, and I was livid. That was the worst time I'd ever had in any of my climbs. And Carl Steven, my nephew, who was an athlete, said, "Oh, and Kath, the people ahead of you probably slowed you down." And Judy, my friend, who drove with me, she drove. We were just amazed. I started the climb at 8:43, and I was done at 8:52. And they track you digitally. I even called the company. I wanted to make sure that there wasn't a faux pas. I did that climb, 50 flights, in 9 minutes and 9 seconds. It was my hole in one. It was my hurrah. It was my moment. Ah, yeah, we did celebrate. Went out for breakfast. Called the radio station that was highlighting the show. But I couldn't give them my time because the timer in the down in the lounge, in the hallway or the entranceway, wherever they were, it was malfunctioning. But what I had on my shoe authenticated that my time was right. So today, and all week long, I'm constantly in practice. I'm constantly challenging myself. And I have a friend. His name is Dan, 50-something, who said that he always wanted to climb the John Hancock. And I said, "Oh, for heaven's sake, I've done it 10 times. And he wants to start climbing. And I said, "Oh, no, you're not. Only if you will agree that I will mentor you." The dynamics change when you're in that stairwell. The air is not the purest. And you're climbing up. Now, on the Stairmaster, the stair is meeting me. I want all of you to remember, you check with your doctor first. And hey, gals, it does great things for the back of your thighs and the tush. And you learn how to build a heart base, but today's show is not about the heart base. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And you can email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me. Today's show, Live with Kathy. That's right. Believe it or not, you need to consider making Zipan part of your professional wardrobe. Isn't that interesting? But more on that later. But you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then the website's KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. And then SimplyAgeless.net. And if you want to look at a unique opportunity to promote your business, please. Oh, I'm on the computer and I keep getting these windows, and I have to stop a moment to see what on earth it is now. A unique way to promote your product. I don't know what you have out there and you want the world to know about it. Log on to Kathy, simplyageless.com. yourvirtualportal.net, and click on the video, because I interview me one-on-one with Kathy, and I'll tell you about that another time. But let me give you that website again. Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, simplyageless.com. No, not .com. Kathy, simplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. Now, when you're on the other sides, click on all of the buttons. You'll see David Taylor and I. He's the assistant concertmaster of the renowned Chicago Symphony Orchestra, performing in Simply Ageless Performers. And then go to video. Roger Plummer. What a voice. Timeless rhythms of soul and Shakespeare. No one in the world is doing it. It's an original. And our bags are packed. We'd love to perform for you at any of your conventions, your conferences, your business meetings, private entities. It doesn't matter. And by the way, I think you need to know that I'm available for solo ventures. I custom design all of the shows. No two shows are alike, just like the radio show. Each one is scripted. You bet. Now scroll down, go to the books. Oh, now remember, on Thursdays from 11:30 to 12, it's going to be a featured guest. And next week, on the 20th, it's going to be Rudy Segovia. And he's in the book Choices. Son of Migrant Farm Workers. That didn't stop him. He wanted to reach the American dream. And he did. Wait till you hear his story. And it's all nonfiction. There are 14 of us. You will not be able to put the book down. Now, if you want a discount, it's in soft hard copy, Kindle, ebook, and all of that. But if you want a copy, and there's a minimum order to get a discount, you could call me at 847-882-8717. It was published by AuthorHouse.com. You could get it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Now go back up just one little bit, and you're going to see The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Self-published, My Secrets, My Methods. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now. No costly equipment. Do you want to have an omnipotent tug? Go ahead. But you still have to exercise the muscles of the face. And in the book, my exercises produce a natural lift to the muscles of the face without stretching the skin. And the best part is, over and above that, once you've learned the methods and the techniques, they're yours for life. Absolutely yours for life. And it's free. All you have to do is call in or listen to any of the archive shows. Reach me at 847-882-8717. Email kathystudio at sbcglobal.net or write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And I shall be delighted to email you the book. And then you're able to talk with me. Let your voice be heard. And wouldn't you love to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? It's a marvelous time to segue into it. Before I go into today's show, and it is about careers, it's about your job, and we're going to talk about football. Chicago Bears. But I'm going to take you behind the scenes, the emotions, the verbal, emotional abuse that goes on when a team isn't winning. But let me invite you to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium. Imagine being part of a radio show that reaches listeners not only locally, but reaching listeners in every country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. You may even want to have your own show. But let's bring it closer to home, because this is a learning curve. I have no idea what your business is, your purpose, your service, your product. I have no idea what your dream is that's still dancing in your heart. And please don't go to the very end with that dream dancing in your heart. It doesn't have to be that way. But no guts, no glory. In the world today, change is the only constant. But you need to know when to shift your strategies. I shifted my strategies a couple of months ago when I realized that I could offer this learning curve, this opportunity to host your own show under my direction. And then listen to yourself afterward, because it's archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on any of the dates. Click on November 11th, Veterans Day. Wednesday, the 12th, Career versus College. And then I introduce the new show on Thursday. And today, Friday, 14, yeah, that's right. WRITE. Now here's the offer. It's a 10-week commitment. You call me at 847-882-8717. And let's discuss. Let's see if we resonate. I'm going to give you 100% of me. But if I feel that you're kind of lackluster and you're expecting the Red Sea to part for you, that you're going to get hundreds and thousands of new people, customers, clients, I'm going to say, nope, I don't think this is for us. Because this is your learning curve. And I, of course, we go through a rehearsal. I prep you. Then you listen to yourself. Oh, by the way, your commercial is heard 3 times a week. Because Thursday, there are no commercials. From 11:30 to 12, these are people just pouring their heart out to you and sharing with you what has worked for them, because they're standing on the mountaintop and they have embraced their dream. They went through the abyss. Now, after the show, you log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson and click on the date of your show. And you sit very quietly and listen to it. When the show is over with, you're going to ask yourself one question. After listening to me, would I jump up, go to the phone, or contact me? Was I really persuasive? Was I genuine? Did it come from the heart? And were they able to grasp my fire and the belly desire to make a difference not only in my life, but in people around me? And then we tweak it. And it's yours. And now, you see, radio is a powerful marketing tool, reaching out with frequency. You email the link to your database. You ask them to forward the link to their database, and so on and so on. So with the click of the button, thousands of people will hear you. Ah, our technology is so exciting. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. Oh, it is the Dom Perignon of exquisite food combinations. The holidays are coming. By the way, on Veterans Day, I said, it's a pity. Why are we honoring these men and women just this one day? They dedicated their life. Many of them gave their life to save ours. Go to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562 right now. It could be a gift to a veteran. Oh, the food. Cindy, our daughter, sent, you've heard me say this. In fact, I called her and I told her what I wanted for Christmas. Or at any time. And it's any combination you want. You know, there are so many sweaters, so many ties, so many trinkets, but this is for the family. The desserts, the lava cakes, oh, bon appetit. And their filet mignons, butter. You could cut, they just like, when you cut them, it's butter. They melt in your mouth. Do you want to make an impression? Mouth watering? Succulent live lobsters? Lobster tails? Fork tender steaks? Appetizers? Desserts? Or any combination you could think of. And you could ask for their holiday book, their catalog magazine. Holiday 2014, I'm looking at it now. 20% off everything in the catalog with a $150 purchase. This is all-inclusive for the family, for the grandparents. There isn't a soul that would not be in hog heaven, no pun intended. You could also make lobster grams, gift certificates, And that allows your recipient to choose the perfect day to receive their feast. And I've worked with Dan, the lobster man. And when Bob and Rhea came in on August 22nd of this year, August 21st, my lobster gram was at my door. Or you can send an e-certificate to make it even easier. And you pick the day you want your special feast to arrive. For over 27 years, Lobster Graham has been providing the best lobster, seafood, and steak gift packages. Lobster Graham has been featured on Oprah, QVC, The Wall Street Journal, Time Magazine, and many others. Just go to lobstergraham.com, get their holiday magazine, or call in 800-548-3562. And take this date down, because Dan will be on air with me Thursday, December 4th, from 11:30 to 12. Bon appetit. Impact. The Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust. Expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. Ironworkers and Impact are attached at the hip. Impact, Ironworkers, Impact is the liaison between ironworkers and their contractors. To learn more, log on www.impact-net.org. Career versus trades. And ironworkers are the Dom Perignon of the trades. And to find out if you qualify, log on www.ironworkers.org. Ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. It's 4 years of apprenticeship, and then you become a journeyman. Healthcare is there. Pension is there. And it follows you wherever you go. To learn more about Impact, impact-net.org, or log on ironworkers.org. I married an ironworker. And he was part of the District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, Local 1, and retired from Indiana Local 395. You're listening to Live with Kathy. And you could be part of our, you could be partnering. I don't think of them as sponsors, even though it's sponsor-driven. It's a learning curve. And you become a partner. And I've partnered with the Hoffman Estates Park District 2009. They took the National Gold Medal Award for excellent quality. And within the confines, the consortium, the 50 Plus Club, directed by Rika Cuff. I don't know how she does it. If you're bored lonely, it's your choice. You don't have to be. Log on heparks.org. Oh, and our CPA, Greg McIntyre. You could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. If you're kind of just not knowing something about your finances, he is awesome, just awesome. Did you know that everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks? Yeah. Looks do matter. get the book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. It's free. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger. All leading factors in premature aging and even death. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. When you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. And vice versa. Reviva products, leaders in skincare, revivalabs.com. Thoughts, anger. You see, I know how to neutralize free radical damage in my body through the vitamin program that I have here. But I want to tell you something. I'm looking at Jay Cutler. He's the Bears quarterback. I'm going to save this photo. The Minnesota Vikings and Bears the game will be noon on Sunday, CBS Channel 2. And you know what? I want you to know that I'm not too happy with the fans. I'm not too happy when people kick you when you're down. I know it's big business, isn't it? It's a billionaire. Billions and billions of dollars. But we're talking about human emotions. And yeah, we're going to go into domestic abuse, but there's verbal and emotional abuse. And this guy is taking one hell of a kicking. In the ribs, in the tush. We're all at the effect of biorhythms every single day. I have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. I have no idea. But this is what one of the newscasters said in the wake of the news. Bears quarterback Jay Cutler may have shown more improvement during his news conference in recent sessions than he has on the field. And there's this big headline, Cutler knows things can't stay the same. Bears quarterback can change, or Bears can change quarterbacks. Apparently, Jay Cutler doesn't listen to radio or read the newspaper, or else he would have known without asking, what bad habits are we referring to? Cutler said Thursday at Hallis Hall would ask the chances of improving them. An audience of sports talk callers could have recited the familiar list quicker than the assembled media did. Heaving passes off his left foot, dropping the ball level, locking in on receivers, throwing into double coverage, time and space considerations prevent publishing the entire list. Yeah, I mean, I think whenever I play well and win football, good games, good things happen. So Cutler conceded. So everybody can change. He's an optimist. It's not a bad look, but can everybody really change? 6 seasons into his Bears tenure, his actions defy his words. His inability to change from the same maddening quarterback he was the day he arrived in 29 has helped turn a promising 2014 season into a study in regression. Blame for the 3-6 record spreads to every corner of the Bears locker room, but a significant portion sits in the front of number 6 stall because, fair or not, that's the way it works for the NFL quarterbacks. Now, this is unconscionable. I mean, I cannot even imagine why. Listen to what he's getting paid. I'm not condemning him. I don't condemn anyone when they're not having good days. I don't know what's going on in their head. In short, the league's highest paid player this year at $22.4 million looks like its worst bargain through nine games. As a result, the guy who achieved financial security last offseason suddenly faces career uncertainty he never has experienced. The Bears' abrupt descent under coach Mark Trestman assures Cutler nothing about the future except the $54 million his contract guarantees. Well, that amount of money is way over the top, off the wall, off the wall. But they were talking about burning his number six, his shirt. And then there was talk, a lot of brouhaha, about the fans just don't show up. Well, I don't think that's going to happen. I don't know. I really don't know. But to look at his photo, he looks like he's aged. He looks 70. That's what stress and toxicity, trauma, anger, verbal, emotional abuse will do to you. The book is free. You know how to get it. Are you happy in your job? You know why people stay in their jobs that they hate is just plain crazy. I'm going to read you why some people stay. But as long as I'm doing the books and so on and so forth, oh, don't forget The Heart of the Lion and get 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. They're all available at Amazon.com, Ex Libris. And do you have a book that's dancing in your heart? I love writing. I love helping people. Shall be my pleasure. There's been a lot of articles about con and scam artists. And you know the best of ends, don't you? Call the police. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number, where you live, and don't you dare send them any money. The minute they say to process your win, send me $1,000. No, it's a con. It's a scam. They know how to target their prey. You've heard me tell you time and time again that a quasi-friend out of state, the con, the scam artist, was a female. And she got a check for $100,000. Oh, they're pros at sweet talk. Promising a solution to a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Thank you, ARP, the Fraud Fighter Hotline, 800-646-2283. Victims, in just 1 year, we lose $3 billion, but the figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let that be you. 800-646-2283. 2283. And hey, all of you, I don't know what happened. Remember the football player Ray Rice? Domestic abuse, you know, plummeting his wife, or girlfriend then, but she married him. He was penalized for 2 games, and he said that should be enough, that he should be allegedly accepted back. What? Domestic, verbal, emotional abuse left unchecked can be brutal, even deadly. But come on, let's call domestic abuse violence what it really is. It's a crime. Oh, think back when you were first in the relationship. Now, you know, women could be abusers too. What a loving person this man or woman was, and how great things were. Then the violence starts. You don't want to leave your relationship. You just want the violence to stop. Man, you need help. It won't. Reach out for help. Know what your resources are in your community and state. Now, in the state of Illinois, the domestic abuse hotline number is 877-863-6338. You call that and tell them, even though you live out of state, they will give you the abuse hotline number in your state. 877-863-6338. Okay, guys. What if it was your mother, sister, daughter, a good friend, anyone, children? It's time that you let your voice be heard. Why are you so hesitant to make a statement? Don't you know that children are at the effect of domestic abuse? It will scar them for life. They're our future. The con and scam PSA and the domestic abuse PSA has been brought to you by People Who Care. And these are authors in Joyce's. Steven Stressler, Reviva Labs, leader in skincare. From Humble Beginnings to Success. Chuck Brazelton, providing insurance and financial services, my life's work, from frostbitten toes to fingers. And Rhea Schmidt, who am I and where am I going? Rudy Segovia, son of migrant farm workers. That didn't stop Rudy from becoming a master achiever. Rudy reached the American dream. He's going to be on next Thursday, 11:30 to 12 Central Time. Be sure and tune in. And my story through the years. All things Kathy. What is your greatest power? And then Marilyn Pacella. She is the creator and founder of her own home-based business. She works out of her home, mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. Marilyn comes to you, saving you time and money. And she works with IDOT. Can you imagine? Glamour Zsa Zsa coming to you? Mobile drug testing provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. That's chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. Interested in a home-based business? not quite sure what it is that you want, give me a call. I'll help you, guide you. No cost. 847-882-8717. John Patrick and I collaborated on The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa, traversing the Serengeti, the Maasai Mara. It's fictional and non-fictional, but his book out came out in July, The Second Coming. Tate Publishing. Was the Mayan calendar wrong? What happened to the prophecies of Nostradamus and the future events foretold by the many seers from the Hopi Indians to the Chinese? There's only one man who knows the answer, for his discovery of the Yucatan, which begins his worldwide journey to prove what he has known for a year. The second coming of Christ has happened. You will not be able to put any of these books down. Gift-giving time, give them books. The Elixir is free. Choices is nonfiction. The Heart of the Lion, nonfiction and fiction. 101 Great Ways, that's all nonfiction. The Second Coming, fiction. You will not, take it from me, you will not be able to put the books down. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And today's show, I mean, I have to admit, this is a first for me. Believe it or not, you need to consider making Zpan part of your professional wardrobe. It never occurred to me. I know that first impressions are lasting. So is your tone of voice. Come on now, tell me the truth. Would you be listening to me if this is what I sounded like? And said, oh, how a wonder is the human voice. No, your tone of voice. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of your soul. It's your passport to your future, your branding, your signature, your identity. Your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. Your outfit. Oh, and pay attention to the shoes. Because this is what an interviewer is going to see. Most men and women don't. I think women think more of their shoes than men do. Do they have a nice shine to them? Is the heel in good repair? What about your fingernails? Your hair? Is the style current? Do you resonate with the job you're seeking? Now, according to the powers to be, you need to make pen part of your professional wardrobe. Pens have been equated to watches and shoes. Carrying a nice pen is a way to show you care about the finer details of how you come across to others. Trust me, this is news to me. It never occurred to me to look at the pen. Now, did you know an elegant fountain pen expresses your style as a leader? News to me. Now I'm going to be obsessed. No matter who I talk to, no matter where I go, I'm going to look at the pen that they have. What would you pay for a fountain pen? I haven't a clue. And I get all of this information from the Chicago Tribune Career Builder. Log on chicagotribune.com/careerbuilder. That's the employment section. And click on October 6th. Oh, question of the week. Should there be a limit on a CEO's salary? Well, I don't know about that. I'm still reeling from the $22 million as a quarterback for the Chicago Bears, and he's guaranteed $54 million. He never has to work a day in his life. He doesn't have to work a day in his life. All right, going back to pens, I wonder what pen he used to sign the contract. If you're going to use a less expensive pen, if you're going to buy one that's less expensive, it's made of stainless steel. And the more expensive ones, they use 14 or 18 karat or maybe even 24. It never occurred to me. I'm as amazed and surprised as you are. The material used for the rest of the pen also is a consideration. Less expensive pens often are, excuse me, injection molded plastic, while higher end models use cast acrylic, acetate, or even precious metals. Some folks keep a nice-looking roller ball or ballpoint pen handy to pass to clients when a signature is required, or even have a second fountain pen for these situations. But there are times when you might not have a choice. If you're doing a million-dollar deal, you may just have to play the situation and take a chance. You mean I'm going to be judged now? By the pen? I'm looking at one that I got as part of a promotion. So now you know that the style of the pen, many would equate them to watches or shoes. But you know the first impressions are so terribly important. Ah, but it's your voice too. Because it defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. In the Chicago Tribune today, they have Chicago's top workplaces, getting them to stay. In an improving economy, the power of choice is back in employees' hands. And then it talks about how top companies keep their best talent growing with them. And they do. In Chicago, great city, great news, great place to work. And the top workplaces fighting hard to keep top talent. So how do they get them to stay? Of the 57,000 employees who took this survey, many of the top answers concerned leaders and managers who inspire confidence, appreciate employees, and allow them to do their job. These areas scored well ahead of benefits and pay as evaluating factors. Why do they stay? Staying in a job, first of all, listen to me, darlings. While you're writing this down, and I really don't care what your pen is, you could be using a pencil for all I know. Staying in a job that you hate is just plain crazy. People have all kinds of reasons for staying in their jobs, things that make them love what they do for a living. And Confucius say, you never work a day in your life if you love what you're doing. And I love what I am doing. So this is what the employees say. This is a real estate company. Employee said, I have the freedom to determine what success means to me. 3D exhibits, when I speak of 3D, I speak of it as my forever career, my forever family. And another said, I get the chance every day to meet or exceed customers' expectations. I have a saying, under-promise and over-deliver. And don't make promises that you can't keep. And the only time you could change a quote, a money quote, is if you're reducing it. I'm able to make meaningful contributions that are recognized by my managers. I really enjoy the problem solving it offers. My pay is based on how well I do my job. My coworkers are friends and teammates who care about each other. And at one of the banks, the higher ups are great about not making anyone feel less than them. I truly believe we are ahead of the curve in our industry. That is from Anderson Pest Solutions. And in software technology, I'm growing in the technology I was hired to learn. I am adding value. And there is no single ladder to the top. And one employee said, I love to go to work. I feel appreciated and part of something really important. And I love the competitiveness and excellence of a large organization with the personal touch of a small one. And the job and the team provide me opportunities to learn something new every day. I'm treated fairly. I'm encouraged to participate in decisions that affect me. I love this flexibility that my job allows me with. As you see, I have a young family at home. Many allow you to work from your home. Now, these are all big corporations. Think about having your own home-based business. I have the formula. And trust me, if we were to meet in person, I am going to have the best-looking pen that I could find. I'm able to direct and focus our team on key areas where we need the most emphasis. That's with career builders. And Charles Schwab said, I feel empowered to take care of clients. Oh, the Community Counseling Centers of Chicago. I can create my own schedule around the convenience of my clients as well as myself. We're encouraged to be innovative. We could see the light in our mind's eye. We have clear direction of where we are going. I feel appreciated and valued. And remember, make Z-Pen a part of your professional wardrobe. Until Tuesday at 8:30, This is Kathy Watson reminding you that your greatest freedom is that of, until then, au revoir.